what do your students make of these big concepts like Black consciousness?
I notice when I come to this inquiry, I basically use something from Gerhardt, where she talks about Black consciousness rendering state retaliation useless. And we just interrogate that interpretation by looking at an economic perspective as well as an ideas one and so forth. And I think when they see that this mental revolution happens, they start to reflect on themselves, this idea that you're not poor just because you're poor. You're not poor just because your parents are poor. But in the context of South Africa, they're poor because they're Black in South Africa and their lack of opportunities as a result. And I think that helps them look at themselves and their circumstances. So it's not just about experiencing poverty, but understanding that experience is part of a wider system of oppression. And you see a lot of their ideas change. The lesson is actually quite silent once we go through and explore these ideas. And we tend to do more so quiet journaling rather than discussion with a lot of them. And one student, even when she finished her A-levels, sent me a picture because she got a tattoo of Steve Biko, because it meant that much to her, that this part of history was so important, this figure was so important, that she wanted to have a tattoo. There was also another incident, which was in 2021. My school took, I would say, a problematic approach to the fear of no exams happening at the end of the year and teacher assessment. So they wanted to have a lot of data from when the kids were in school. So all I wanted to do was teach my students, but every 4 weeks they'd be carted off into an exam room and they'd have to do some mock exams so we'd have data. And then the students got fed up with that because they felt they were being robbed of education. They were being over-examined. They didn't think that's what education was. And they ended up having this debate in my classroom about what they should do. I was very much staying out of it because I didn't want to get into trouble. And I heard one of the arguments when they were trying to convince someone was, I mean, you're saying you're scared of your parents if we walk out and refuse to do these exams, but the children of Soweto had much bigger risks in their decision to do what they did. Why can't you do something as small as this for something so important? And then from that moment, the girls who were arguing against it couldn't keep arguing, and they actually just walked out of their exam, and the exams had to be cancelled as a result. And it was amazing to see that they were inspired by things that happened in history. They weren't just victims of their circumstances, but they started to become agents of change, and that's possible. It's not just about this great figure helicoptering in and making changes, but that they can advocate those changes themselves.
Wow, that's a really powerful realization for a young person to have.